This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper has tested positive for COVID-19 despite being vaccinated. Two other U.S. senators also announced their positive tests today. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
Hickenlooper said he feels good and has mild symptoms, but will isolate and follow his physician's instructions. He added that he's grateful the vaccine limited his symptoms, and he urged people to get vaccinated and get a booster shot when it's available. Senators from Mississippi and Maine also announced positive COVID-19 tests. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's hospital capacity fell during the past month, but the state health department's COVID-19 incident commander, Scott Bookman, says the healthcare system is holding up against the more contagious Delta variant.
The top line message here is that we do still have a significant amount of hospital bed capacity across the state.
ICU beds went from being 72% to 80% occupied during the past 30 days. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's most recent campaign filing is under scrutiny by the Federal Elections Commission. The agency warned it may pursue legal action over $6,500 the campaign paid out to Boebert personally. Her campaign says those payments were a mistake and that the money has already been returned. Boebert recently revealed that her husband earned almost $1 million as an energy consultant over the last 2 years. That information was not included in her previous financial disclosure. Flash flood watches are posted for parts of the high country and the western slope, and severe thunderstorms are possible along the Front Range and Eastern Plains. This is CPR News.